Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's that time of the year again, and all eyes are now on pro basketball and the start of Major League Baseball. BetOnline.ag has all the betting action. In the NBA, the conference races are heating up as teams prepare to make their run for the playoffs. And if baseball is your first love, BetOnline has you covered. And if you love golf, hockey, MMA, championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates, and is the place for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check on all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head to our website and use your mobile device and bring home the game with BetOnline. Check out The Locker Room. It's a live audio-only sports talk platform. Free to download and use. You can talk to myself, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. Share your experiences on the app. It's almost like Twitter, but you're talking and listening. All you need to do is download The Locker Room app for free in the iOS App Store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the league group. Follow myself to be notified when Room goes live. We'll be going live on a Locker Room sometime in the next few weeks. All right, guys. Welcome into another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Brought to you by the sports drink. Drink up. How's it going, guys? Happy Friday to you. We're in the midpoint of August. Oh, shit, April. I'm sorry. I'm getting my A months mixed up. It's weird because, you know, I look at, you know, if I go on the Facebook, look at my news feed and the memories, it's just weird. It's like you're reliving the pandemic from last year. You're looking at, like, all the stuff you posted. And it's like all this happened in mid-April. And it just, you know, I remember, you know, work from home. Things were kind of slow. It's just like, I think all I did was try different foods. Yeah, order takeout. Found things to buy, watched documentaries, listened to music. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a whole, you know, it's all a blur. I mean, now it's a year later and things are starting to open up now, and it's almost, you know, I see more traffic on the road than ever. And it just, like, it feels like, you know, this year, it's like it feels like we skipped a year. Of course, my chair is creaking. I don't know. It's oof. But I got, let's see. This weekend, my oldest child turns 12. So his birthday's Saturday, and I got to pick up his cake. I'm going to try to go out tonight and get him some more birthday gifts. But the thing is, at 12, he's hard to buy for because he, you know, he's not really into toys anymore. He just wants money, so he can buy his own stuff, which is fine. But I'll give him something to open. That's just what I'll do. Yeah, that's just what I'll do. But another day of cake and Chuck E. Cheese pizza. I'm not going to complain one bit. But hopefully we'll, I'm going to get through some of these talking points today. First, actually, in this podcast, because I want to get to some other stuff. Because, you know, I was into my Burger King discussion, and I just didn't really get, my youngest child woke up, and that was it. But, of course, allergy season's here, so I've been making sure to take all my allergy meds. And I'm going to roast some coffee today because, you know, I'm running out. But let's talk about some things. Aaron Donald is being... looks like a criminal complaint was filed against him this past week. Saying that defensive tackle and, I guess, others in his entourage and assaulted somebody in an after-hours club. This past weekend. Attorney Todd Hollis said his client, Vincent Springs, needed 16 stitches and suffered a broken orbital bone, a broken nose, a concussion, a sprain, or a broken arm. The alleged attack occurred around 3 a.m. Sunday, Hollis said, and the attorney released a photo that showed Springs with facial injuries and swelling. According to Hollis, Springs inadvertently bumped at Aaron Donald, and an incident ensued inside the Boom Boom Room nightclub that caused both parties to be asked to leave. When they got outside, Mr. Donald approached Mr. Springs, and Mr. Springs was punched and attacked again allegedly by Mr. Donald and the individuals of Parvis Group, Mr. Hollis told ESPN. Hollis says client provided information to Pittsburgh police about the incident. Pittsburgh police said that detectives are reviewing the complaint and video footage and are consulting with the district attorney's office to determine whether charges are warranted. The NFL said it would, quote, look into the matter to understand the facts, but had no additional comment. The Rams released a statement saying they're aware of the incident, who is a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year and 7-time Pro Bowl selection with 85.5 career sacks. We are collecting information and will have no further comment at this time, the Rams statement said. Well, let's see here. It's fine because, I have an email chain discussion with some of my buddies, and they're all Penn State guys, and one person said, "You could take the football player out of Oakland." And another person said, "I don't think it's so much Aaron being, a troublemaker, because that's what happens when a pit player gets in trouble. Penn State players assume that he's just because he went to school in a neighborhood of Oakland." That, he's obviously bad news. Well, on the football field, Aaron Donald is bad news. Obviously, you don't want to mess up Aaron Donald on the football field because he will beat you time and time again. But I've never saw Aaron Donald as being, being mischievous, in his personal thing. I mean, he's... To me, it seemed like he was always a low-key guy. He never... I mean, of course, he opened the bar. I mean, we remember that. Remember that? The Pittsburgh Cafe he opened. I think it closed again. Didn't last long, but... I went there a few times for happy hour, and it was a nice location for a bar. I mean, Myron Avenue. And, I just remember our HR building was there for children's. It was a nice location for a bar. I mean, it was you go there and you can. I think my favorite was when the weather was decent. You can go and sit outdoors and have a beer and check it all out. What's going on in Oakland? I'm not sure what happened here. I mean, one person sent my email chain and he said he always thought Aaron Donald had a big ego. And he might. I mean, you go under-recruited. in college and you win all those awards and you go to the NFL when you're a top 10 draft pick. I think it was a top 10. I take that back. He was a top 15 pick. He was picked 13th overall in 2014. Yeah, I should probably read that. It was right in front of me. But regardless, I mean, he was passed over 12 picks. Now look at him. He's got all these accolades. 85.5 career sacks already in 7 seasons. Obviously, if he stays healthy, he's going to break 100. But South Side after midnight, nothing ever goes really well in the South Side after midnight. You know, you can, it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, you could be, you know, you could be eating food somewhere and one little comment and somebody gets pissed off because they've had too much to drink and there's a fight. I mean, there's, yeah. I know it all too well there. I don't think I've been to the South Side in almost 10 years. I mean, when I go back to Pittsburgh, I don't really, last few years, I really didn't go to the South Side a whole lot. You know, I take that back. I went back in 2016. But I didn't go at night. I went to, it was actually around like happy hour. I mean, I went to, I went to the D's Cafe, which is a good place. I mean, I used to love going there when I was younger because they would have those Yingling bombers, the 22 ounces on the second floor with the pool tables. Oh, it was great. Was it Nick's Fat City? There was one place I'd go to. It was Wings and they had a whole bunch of beer. Shoot, maybe it was Nick's Fat City? I'm not sure. It's, or Fatheads, I think it was. It's been so long, I haven't, you know. But from my experience, I mean, but that was like during happy hour. We didn't go there at night, and quite frankly, I don't think I'd go there at night ever again. It's not that I dislike the South Side. It's, I don't know, I just, in my, you know, I guess at my age, I would just go to a neighborhood bar. Like, let's see, if I was still in the Mon Valley, you know, probably Mulligan's or the Monkey Bar. What else is there? There was the Pizza Company. I mean, they have a bar in Munhall. That's on the second floor. I mean, the cell phone reception sucked, but they had a nice bar down there, and you can get, you know, their food there, and you get some nice beer. I mean, it was actually a pretty great place, and the best part about it is it's right across the street from two funeral homes. And, you know, you can go pay your respects and go drown your sorrows in one fell swoop, which is what we did. But as far as this whole thing with Aaron Donald, I'm not sure, you know, what's going to happen. I guess police review the thing. If anything, maybe Aaron pays some fines. Maybe he pays his doctor bills. Who knows? I don't, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, when you're drunk, especially if it's 3 or 4 in the morning, you're still drinking. No, we don't know what happens. But one thing in particular is I would not want to mess with Aaron Donald or provoke the guy. So, the only thing I can say is that, you know, with this person in particular, is if he did provoke Aaron Donald, he must have been drinking some cheap tequila, possibly drank an energy bomb. Because those are two things that usually start fights. You know, cheap tequila, which is, you know, Cuervo. And some, you know, energy bomb. I mean, those things, yeah, they will amp you up and make you do a lot of dumb stuff. So, let's hope, you know, things work out for both parties. But I think, you know, worst case with Aaron, I don't think he gets suspended from the league. because he's pretty much been a model citizen. I guess, if anything, maybe he offers to pay the guy's medical bills or whatever. That's all I can think of. And that's not much we can bet on. But you know what? You can go to betonline.ag. Conference races are heating up in the NBA. We got Major League Baseball. And if you love golf, MMA, hockey, boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates. It is the place for all your sports betting needs. Head to the website and use your mobile device and bring home the game with BetOnline. Your outdoor experiences could be better, clearly better. And who knows? Hopefully when the people review the footage, they'll be using Canon sunglasses. They're made exclusive polarized lenses for optimal clarity using Japanese optics. Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than any other lens and are nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences with outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at thecanon.com site to receive 50% off your first pair. That's CanonCast15, Canon, clearly better. All right, guys. Well, let's talk. We finished up with Aaron Donald. Not much really else going on in the realm of. Pitt Women's Volleyball. Big shout out to them. They got they're moving on to the Sweet 16 for the first time ever. Congrats to them. I mean, I think the last time they were in a volleyball, tournament, I think, weren't they like a one seed and they didn't make it out of the, first weekend or quote unquote, whatever it is. I mean, it was a disappointing, they lost to Cincinnati, I remember. But, I'm glad. I mean, this is awesome. I mean, maybe they needed something to humble themselves, but it's like when UVA was a one seed and they got knocked out by a 16 seed UMBC. It was humiliating for them. But the next year they made a run and won the NCAA tournament. So sometimes you have to humble yourself, but other times, well, sometimes humbling yourself just doesn't work. You're not built for the postseason. I mean, we've saw that many times with Pitt basketball, and now we're just hoping we can get back to the tournament because, well, it's been a disaster. But anyways, let's get back into what I was talking about last week, last podcast. Burger King making a comeback. I mean, if I have to recap, you can get a bacon cheeseburger for $1. You get a charbroiled burger with, the cheese and the bacon and the pickles and ketchup and mustard. It's just, really good. It's $1 for a bacon cheeseburger. I mean, I would get that over a junior bacon any day of the week. I mean, of course, I can get McDonald's, get McDouble, but nah. There's just something about a flame-broiled patty, but I'm not even sure if it's... Well, if it's flame, I mean, the smoke's coming from the top of the Burger King. I mean, I do miss the Burger King's chicken tenders. I mean, the old ones with that smoky barbecue sauce. I'm not sure if they make those anymore. I mean, they changed up a little bit. I was big on their nuggets because they were 10 for $1, but if you're really desperate for, a cheap lunch, that's where you go. That's what you order, but you'll regret it later in life, or at least later in the day. They have a sourdough classic. It's like a, it's basically a Whopper with sourdough bread, and it's, what's great about it is the bread's thin, and if you get the double, the double burger, it's almost like you're just eating a pound of meat. and the cookies, really good. I like them. I mean, they're 2 for $1. And, of course, they have their hand-breaded chicken sandwich. And I think I would put up against Popeyes any day of the week. Because it's really good. Now, as far as other stuff I've been trying out, the other week I tried out a Korean corn dog place, and it was really good. And it was like basically a hand-breaded corn dog, and it had this like, you know, it was fried, and it had this like cinnamon sugar glaze on it. And it was like you had this, it was like, and of course they had different types of corn dogs you can order, not just like a regular one, but they had like a spicy corn dog, which I had a cheddar cheese corn dog. They had a whole, they had a ramen noodle corn dog that I need to try next. And it was just really, really good. And of course I did try Wendy's breakfast, and I think it's probably the best I've ever had as far as in terms of fast food. You know, one time I was big on Chick-fil-A's breakfast, and it's all right. I mean, I miss the old breakfast burrito that they had because it had the grilled peppers and onions. But it's still, you know, what's great about the breakfast burrito is you can get like, you know, if you use the Chick-fil-A app, you can customize it. And I usually get like a spicy chicken with it because I like a little heat. But, you know, I haven't really been too, you know, I will say that their mocha drink that they have is really good. I mean, their coffee is really good as well. I like it better than Starbucks. I think it's more fresher than Starbucks. In fact, a lot of stuff's much better than Starbucks these days. I can't think of the last time Starbucks was really good. I'm thinking probably like maybe when I was working in Oakland, 2005, 2006. It just seemed like the coffee was back then was, well, they changed the blend. They went from the house blend to the Pike's Place. And I don't know. I mean, Pike's Place is good if you make it fresh. But a lot of times it tastes like cigarette ash. And I don't like that. But, you know, the breakfast baconator, I mean, I got that with the maple syrup on it instead of the cheese sauce, and it was just fantastic. You know, Whataburger here in Texas has their own breakfast on a bun, and it's basically a sausage patty with egg and cheese and bacon or whatever you want to, you know, kind of like the breakfast baconator. But this, but Wendy's, you know, breakfast burger, you know, breakfast baconator, as you call it, it knocks Whataburgers out of the park. And even their honey butter chicken biscuit, I would put that over Whataburgers. I mean, you know, Wendy's breakfast game is really good. I mean, their lunch dinner just isn't as good as what I remember it. I mean, I miss the old burgers from Wendy's because they were skinnier. But they were like long. They were longer. I mean, you had a square patty that pretty much stuck outside the bun. I just think they were much better. I mean, I just like their old menu better, at least their old food. But yeah, I mean, but as far as the breakfast rankings, yeah, I would take Wendy's first, Whataburger second, Chick-fil-A probably goes the third, maybe McDonald's fourth. I mean, McDonald's, you can't go wrong with the Egg McMuffin. And, of course, you know, the sausage McMuffin with egg. I mean, you know, McDonald's breakfast is always consistent. But anyways, I'm going to cut this short here. You guys have a great weekend. Held up, Pitt. Talk to you later.